You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is Senator Dan Katowski and Scott Stantis from the Chicago Tribune. And I'm just scrolling through my Instagram account, and I'm taking a look at the people that I follow. And there's, you know, there's a lot of people who do CrossFit. There's a lot of comedians, a lot of my friends. And I've picked up another person I'm following. We are talking on the line with Time Magazine's Instagram Photographer of 2016, Rudy Roy. How are you doing tonight, Rudy?
I'm very well, thank you.
Congratulations. I have been scrolling through your Instagram page, and the photographs that you take are really astounding and I think show a glimpse of life that most of us will probably never see except for the lens of your camera. It's really...
I've been fortunate. I've been blessed to be able to do that.
Well, and one of the descriptions on your own page is that you're a photographer with a conscience. What do you want people, I mean, because, you know, as an artist, we know what we want to convey. How do you want people to receive the images that you share?
I guess I want to prompt people to see life as activists, that, you know, nothing in life changes without action, like, you know, passing somebody on the side of the street and walking away thinking, oh, well, it's unfortunate that person is in that position, doesn't really change anything. And because I've had friends and I've had friends whose family, you know, we'll sit down and they say, you know, well, my uncle just became homeless. These are stories that are really close to home and it can happen to anybody. And so I really try to go out and like talk to people who, in a way, allow me to share their stories. And so my hope is that people see these stories as not just stories, but, you know, this could happen. I mean, like a precautionary tale. You know, this could happen to anybody in my family. This could also happen to me. And so if I do my part, maybe I'm able to stave away, you know, anything that might happen that might be unfortunate in the future.
That any action you take, regardless of how small or great the impact is, it's an action taken.
Yes, yes.
And how hard has the last couple of years been taking? Not, I don't want to say hard, but it seems to me that obviously there's been a tremendous impact on the violence that has really taken center stage across the country when it comes to Black Lives Matter. And, you know, an activism in that area where people, there's a lot of conflict. There are people pushing back and saying, well, all lives matter. What would you say to that? You know, why do we have to isolate one group of people?
Pre-Donald Trump winning the election, I would have said, you know, hell yeah, if I can say that on radio.
Yes.
Black Lives Matter. But I think the results from the election, for me personally, I realized that I could have done more in terms of highlighting the fact that people in Wisconsin, people in the coal mine areas, they're not really... While their stories are not racial, but, I mean, they do have stories about poverty, stories about feeding their families, stories about jobs that are going, factory jobs that are no longer exist, mining jobs that no longer exist. And in my own bubble, photographing Black Lives Matter, I, in a way, treated a group of people in this country the same way I felt Blacks have been treated in America. And so post the election, I told myself that I had to do better in being a better human and being more inclusive in the kind of stories I tell on Instagram.
Well, you're a terrific artist. What's your background? Because I'm looking at your work, and for those, obviously this is radio, so photographs don't always translate. Largely portraits, but your eye is superb. Do you go into these subjects thinking of them as an artistic construct? How do you go into this project?
Well, you know, I grew up, my mom fed me words as early as I can remember. And so... You know, it's like I don't know how people treat religion or spirituality on radio, but I was brought up to believe that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And so, a word you just used, subjects, I don't use it. I use collaborators. And if I go into these pictures thinking that the person I'm photographing is somebody I need, then it's different from seeing them as a subject.
Interesting.
It's a completely different way of looking and approaching photography. I feel like we're equals. I go in there feeling like, although I'm here to tell your story, but I need you to tell that story. It levels the playing field. There's no Ruddy or Tony in the picture. There's just human having a conversation, sharing a conversation, because most of the pictures I take are sometimes personal stories that I take out of me and I allow somebody else to tell it instead of talking about myself.
Well, we are so grateful that you have expressed yourself in such a beautiful way and such a consumable way, too, on Instagram. People can be transported into a different place, and we look forward to seeing how your work progresses. As you've just mentioned, you feel impacted by I think a lot of people feel awakened in different ways this year after the election, and I think leading into the election even. Can we chat with you again when you have time and chat some more about your career and the photographs that you take across the country?
Anytime, and I really appreciate you doing this.
Oh, no, we thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you so much.
Of course, and that's Rudy Roy. Follow him on Instagram. That's Roy with R-O-Y-E, Rudy Roy on Instagram. Have a wonderful evening, sir, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you. More after this on 720 WGN.